on 1116 SEN. Footy Fix with Dr. Turf, Nathan Grimer and Matt Granlund. For Mitsubishi's run-out deals on 15 model year Triton and Ace Gutters. When it's Ace Gutters, it's built to last.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Footy Fix. The weekend is here. Big game tonight, West Coast and Carlton. You'll hear all the action with the team from 6. We'll introduce our special guest in just a moment, but as usual, Dr. Turf is in the house. G'day, Turfy.
Yes, Matty. Another great round of footy just upon us.
You're confident about tomorrow for the D's?
I think.
And you weren't down in the rooms. I was surprised about that after last week's win, the G.
Why?
I thought you'd be a Monty to be down there.
Fair. Give us a spell, would you? I was very happy with the win, though, but quite happy to go home.
Now, the Ox is not here. He's at Augusta. Junk. All power to him. He's having fun over there. Hooters was on the agenda. He's doing lots of great stuff over at Augusta. But Nathan Grimer, an old mate of ours who is just a little bit hurt at the moment. He's on the injured list. He had that major back surgery a couple of months ago, but he's on the mend and he should be back out there soon. Good to see you, Nath.
Thanks, guys. It's been a while since I've been in here, so I've been a little bit down in the dumps, a bit flat, but up and going now and looking forward to the next couple of hours to have a bit of a yarn.
So I'm glad you did your back. I'm not glad you did.
But what?
I was relieved that you did your back picking up the ball and not doing my garden.
Yeah, we did Turfy. Said he would do our turf.
Name?
Yeah, Endless Turf. Endless, so Turfy said we could come around and do his job, and I did my research and heard he's got a fair few earners on the side. So
right.
I stung him, and it came up a treat, though. But unfortunately, because of my back, I couldn't go out and have a look.
They could have used you last week. There was a big man called Tex Walker that I reckon you would have just kept goalless all afternoon if you were there.
You would have ragdolled Tex last week. You would have just got rid of him.
Yeah.
Obviously Tex is a great player, and you always say when you're injured you become a better player, because when I got my back injured, I think supporters didn't really give two hoots, and then a few this week have actually told me they wish they had me on the weekend. But I'm sure the boys will bounce back this weekend, and it was obviously disappointing, and it's very deja vu to last year. Essendon did the same thing to us, and we got back going again, and hopefully that happens this week.
Well, there are horses that miss the start four lengths every start.
Yeah.
And your mob is in that category.
Yeah, yep.
The final teams are out a bit later on too, for the Sunday game, so that'll be interesting. Let's get into the top four at four.
Number four.
Don legend Leon Baker tells his story 30 years later. So, you know, Leon, when he played, he did not talk to any journalist. I think he did one story with Peter Landy when he first arrived for Channel 7. Mm. And then after that, he decided, I don't want to talk. I won't talk to anybody. So he hasn't talked.
So there is Tim Watson talking about Leon Baker. Of course, I've got the 84-85 Premiership reunions and the big function tonight across the weekend. And Rowan Conley has written a great story and has spoken to Leon Baker, the first time he's done an interview in 30 years. And as Tim said there, he didn't talk at all as a player. So we want to open the lines up about sporting recluses, those football people in football that have you never hear from.
BT. No, maybe not like BT.
No, just someone like Bruce Dool, for example. You never hear from during their career or after their career. 9429 1116. Any nominations, Turfy?
I was going to say Bruce Dool because he's done nothing media wise.
Nothing.
Since his illustrious career, and apparently they never heard from him on the field either. So.
Any recluses you've got, Nath? Nominations?
In the most recent one I could think of was Plug, obviously, one of the all-time champions, and you barely hear from him, and I think he's training some greyhounds out the back of somewhere. But
Mike the Sheen has been chasing him for open mic since the show's inception and never been able to get him.
One that I can think of, Alan Jakovic.
Yeah.
Alan Jakovic.
A few people want to hear from him.
Do you know where Alan Jakovic is these days?
I don't know whether this was a furphy, but I did hear a few years back that he was on a prawn boat off Darwin.
Seriously. There was a Twitter account of someone claiming to be Alan Jakovic, but I don't think it was the real Alan Jakovic.
I was copping that all the time. Wasn't.
We want the sporting recluses, 9429 1116.
Number three.
Because I forgot completely about it until I got reminded, and then I was like, so I felt pretty bad and awful, of course, for making myself feel embarrassed and lapse in judgment. We should be getting told about it more instead of once a year, I think. That way no one does the embarrassing thing like I did.
There is Jack Crisp.
I don't buy that.
Now, Jack Crisp, that is him talking about why he put that bet on. He forgot. He forgot about the policy, Nate. I'm not too sure.
There's plenty of people who've forgotten to put bets on. But no one's ever forgotten that it was a rule not to put a bet on. That's
a pretty important thing to forget, I would have thought, about the AFL gambling. I didn't buy it. But what important things have you forgot over the years?
You mean like a wedding anniversary?
Yes.
Yep. It'll never happen again.
I've
only got the nine fingers left to prove that.
No, I'm not too bad, but I'm pretty shocking on birthdays. But luckily, Facebook now gets a reminder for me. But nothing. I'm not married just yet, but no doubt I'll forget that as well at some stage.
When is that going to happen, Nath? Come on.
18th of December this year.
Oh,
I've got a fair crew coming over from everywhere, so it's going to be on, I think.
So Jack Crisp forgot about the gambling policy of the AFL. What are the important things that you have forgotten? 9429 1116.
Number two.
Do you think you'll be buying hand coolers for your boys?
Now, our footy spends a lot less than that, so we'll have greater priorities than that with our spend.
There is Rodney Eade talking about Collingwood's hand coolers up at Brisbane at the Gabba last week. Have you ever seen a hand cooler, Nathan?
At North Melbourne, no, but we've got a great setup there now. But in my first year, actually, a bit off topic, but for an example of where we were at, Michael Ferrito was throwing a med ball into the wall and... the ball went through and a swarm of bees come out into the gym at North. And no word of a lie that. And then when it rained, we'd have water coming through the light fittings. And we obviously weren't treated to the hand coolers, but now we're back on track. But
bucket of ice for you guys, I reckon.
Yeah, harden up.
Do you think Collingwood, Dr. Turf, is just flaunting their cash, just throwing their money around?
Yes.
How else? We want to ask the question, if it's hand coolers this week or last week, what is next for Collingwood? How are they going to throw their cash around next time?
Oh, no, maybe the groundside massage could go to the next level.
Right. I was thinking, Nate, that instead of having water boys and water girls, they have a waiter after games that goes out with a tray and offers the players a selection of either still water, sparkling, beer or orange juice. Maybe something like that?
Yeah, well, mate, from what I'm hearing, my mate Levi Greenwood went there and, they're getting fed with a silver spoon down at Pyland. I know that much.
Someone down there to clean the numbers, perhaps?
Yeah, so we want to know, how can Collingwood flaunt their money even more? 9429 1116.
Number one.
It's been absolutely marvellous. I've loved every moment of it, and it's been a privilege to go into everyone's living room throughout that time. What's even better, it's been a great deal of fun.
Yeah, great loss today, Turfy. The great Richie Beno passing away. A sad loss in the world of sport and the world of cricket and the world of broadcasting. So we're a bit of a quirky show, as KB would say, and a bit left of centre. So what we thought we'd do is we'd open it up to your best Richie Beno impersonations. Give us a call, 9429 1116, because everyone can do one. Most people can't do them that well. But
like me.
Have you got a Richie Beno impersonation for us, Nath?
I'm horrific at impersonations, but I guess the one that everyone does is it chew for... Oh, that's a stinker.
Just
back out now.
Well, you know, this is fair dinkum. Geelong races today. Race 2, numbers 7, 2 and 6, and number 2 played $2.14 for the place.
So that's what we want. We want your best Richie impersonation as we pay tribute to the great man. 9429 1116. It's 17 past 4. So there are our subjects. Just got a text through. Great sporting recluses. And I got one through from a gentleman. It just said me. It was from Dermot Brereton. I don't think you're quite in that category, Derm. When have you forgotten something important, like Jack Crisp just forgot the gambling policy? Ways that Collingwood can just flaunt their spending a bit more, and our Richie Beno impersonations. And news just coming through too that Jimmy Bartell has withdrawn from Geelong's squad for Sunday's match against Fremantle. The final 22 will be announced at 5 p.m. Of course, concussed late in that game against Hawthorn. Let's take some calls. Jim in Doveton. G'day, Jim.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Jimmy.
Good, Jim.
Gary Foles from the Bombers.
Yeah, never heard.
I haven't heard a thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good on you, Jim. Do you have any teammates that never want to do any interviews or just never want to get out there in the social pages, Nath, or anything like that? Just
Benny Cunnington is a young guy. He won our BNF last year, and he actually did an interview before the game. It was the first time I've actually heard him speak.
Really?
Yeah, he said hello to me a couple of times at the club. But in saying that, he's a great country kid, and I think, yeah, leave it to the gooses like me to talk.
Thank you, Jim. Bob in South Morang. Now, Bob's got an idea of how the Pies can just flaunt their money around. Bob?
Yeah, hello, guys. Yeah, I was just thinking they could hire a shoeshine polish booth right next to the interchange bench. And as the players come off while they're subbing, they can get the boots all polished up before they go back on again.
Well, that's a good idea. You're a shoe shiner, Doctor.
Trouble is, they don't wear black boots anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
They shine with green and orange and blue.
That is true. Good idea, though, Bob. Pete's in Caulfield. Hi, Pete.
Oh, g'day, fellas. Got three.
Yep.
Big Nick Carlton, bit of a recluse.
Big Nick, yeah.
What I forgot my wife was having her bubs one time. I thought she was at her mum's.
I beg your pardon. Well, back up. You forgot what?
I was looking after the rest of the kids, and my wife, I thought she was at her mum's place, and I forgot she was at the maternity suite.
What? That you forgot that your wife was having a baby?
Yeah, it's not too good, is it? I was looking after the rest of them.
How many you got?
Another four.
It's not too good.
That is disgraceful.
But I've marched the whole lot of them in there, so I got it worked out all right. For the third one, Collingwood, they need a cocktail shaker. They're training to run on with cocktails and somebody running them on with the olive.
Pickle.
And then a manicure is what they've got, the hand in the water cooler. The other one's that's got somebody doing the nails.
Yep, I like it, Pete. Well, you've actually just knocked our socks off by the fact that you forgot that your wife was going to have a baby, Pete.
Anyway, where were you? Did you go? Were you there?
I was there, yes.
Oh, man was playing poker when I was born.
Was he? Yeah. Well, no, back in those days.
Well, that's right.
The men would never attended the birth of the child. Thank you, Pete. David's in Moorabbin.
What if he won?
G'day, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Now, you've got a Richie impersonation for us.
I certainly do. It's on this awful, awfully sad day. I'd just like to pay tribute to myself. Many bone jackets in the past and occasional off-white and the occasional, even light blue jacket has finally been put to rest. And I'd just like to say thank you all for marvellous innings, really. It's been a delight.
All right, Dave, that's enough. What do you think of Dave's attempt?
I liked it.
Not bad. He
was the only bloke that could make bone jackets work.
It looked good on him. Everyone could always do a Richie Beno, a Tony Greig, and the other bloke was Bob Hawke. Everyone always had a crack at. Nathan Grimer is filling in for the Ox, doing a super job as well with Dr. Turf. It's our top four of four. We're asking sporting recluses, when have you forgotten something important? Ways Collingwood can continue flaunting its spending and Richie Beno impersonations. We've got a few off the SMS Turfy talking about maybe Collingwood could have a tattooist on staff.
On the bench.
On the bench.
Yes.
And just while they're just having their five-minute rotations, you can do a little bit of work and then all that sort of stuff. Keep them coming through. 0433 98 11 16.
For recluses, Phil Baker's getting a lot of love too. The old Snake Baker. Well, he actually didn't see much during the regular season either. He just appeared at finals time and kicked a bag full every time.
Greg's on the road. G'day, Greg.
G'day, boys. One of the big recluses, I don't think I've ever heard him speak, is Gary Ablett Sr.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't do too much during his career, did he, either, Gary Sr.?
No.
And I don't think... When's the last time you've actually heard him do an interview?
I'm not sure I ever
been
have.
Years and years, hasn't it? Thanks, Greg. Simon's in Preston. G'day, Simon.
Oh, g'day, boys. I've got two. I think a good way for the Collingwood team to flaunt their wealth would be their coaching team to ride segways around the boundary.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, segways. Yep. That's about the only thing missing. Yep.
And I thought two of the bigger name recluses, Bruce Doolan and Plugger Lockett.
Yeah, we've been there with those two.
Yep.
Yeah, they're good nominations. We're getting plenty of those on the SMS too, Simon. Thanks for that. Brett's in Box Hill. Hi, Brett.
G'day, how are you?
Good, Brett.
Good.
I heard a rumour that Collingwood were going to open a free dental clinic for their members.
Yes, there's been a few of them on the SMS that, and we decided not to read them out.
That has been coming. thank you very much for that, Brett. Michael Tuck has just come through off the SMS as well as a recluse. We don't hear too much of him.
No, KB, he and KB keep in touch, being the member of the 400 Club.
Yes. Do they have to... Yes. Now, if Boomer Harvey enters the 400 Club, because KB actually said to me the other day that it's going to be hard for him to get in because it's a very clicky club, very clicky sort of group. Do they have to have a meeting or something?
In the phone booth.
In the phone booth?
KB's got photos of it. He actually got Michael Tuck to meet him and have their photo taken in a phone booth so he can put the photo in his book.
Speaking of 400 gamers, would Dustin Fletcher be a recluse, or am I just way off with that?
I don't hear too much from him, do you?
He's a star and you never really hear
much
from him.
He just goes about his business?
Yeah, I'll pay it.
Thank you, Brett. Let's go.
Pay yourself, will you?
Pay your own nomination.
I've been flat lately, come on.
John's in Cheltenham. Hi, John.
Oh, good day, boys. Recluse of all recluses. Bloke who's played in a premiership and won a Brownlow medal, Peter Box from Footscray. I believe he's still with us too.
Peter, what were you talking 50-plus years ago, are you not, with Peter Box?
Yeah.
Never heard from him. No, good call. Never heard from him. Kelvin Moore's come up a fair bit too on the SMSs.
Chris Mew's come up a couple of times. Nathan Ablett has come up as well.
I tell you who's come up a lot is Tony Modra, and that's a fair call because you don't hear much about
What's
Tony.
He doing these days?
He's been in a good paddock, I think, from all reports. He was playing a Legends game in Tassie and boys enjoyed getting around him. He was a star, wasn't he, Mods?
Wasn't he?
Godra.
Yeah. Godra. John's in Cowes. G'day, John.
G'day, boys. Let's think big with Collingwood. Sponsor Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
Sponsor.
And also, as a recluse, Tony, what's his name? Warwick Kappa.
A recluse?
Warwick Kappa. Well.
No, don't think so.
No, I don't know whether he's quite a recluse.
Do your own porn movies. I don't think you're a recluse. I don't think that disqualifies you from being described as a recluse.
No, he's very open. Thank you, John. Tim's in Craigieburn. Hi, Tim.
Hey, just a Collingwood thing. On the bench, instead of having a bench, they'll have recliners with massages.
Very nice. Yeah, leather recliners. Thank you, Tim. Michael's in Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Michael.
G'day, boys. I've got two recluses for you.
Yep.
I think they both were out at St Albans for a while too. Stephen Collinyuk. Over the Bulldogs for a while.
Yeah, a little Stephen Collinyuk, yeah.
And Alan Izzard.
Yeah. We don't hear much from him.
No.
Thank you, Tim, for that. Michael's, that was Michael. Let's go to Simon on the road. G'day, Simon.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good. You got a recluse for us?
I've got, what about Jacko, Mark Jackson?
Mark Jackson.
He was touring with Chopper.
Roger Rogerson.
That's right.
One of them's no longer with us, and one of them's in jail. That's probably curtailed that little trio.
He was a superstar off the field, wasn't he? Like he
Jacko.
Wasn't he in some American ads? And
the Highlander? No, he had a TV show. What was it called? The Outlaw or something?
Something like that.
Song. And of course, the
Ever Ready
I'm
Batteries.
An individual. The song.
Was the battery ads, did they run in the States as well, or were they just Australian?
I don't know.
Because he was pretty big in the States for a while.
His first day of training at Melbourne, I think he punched Robbie Flower on the head, didn't he?
He did. I think he did, too.
Probably didn't go down all
did
that
he
well.
Climb, did he climb? Now, is this fact or fiction?
Climb the goalpost.
Climb a goalpost. Did he do that or not?
He did a handstand in front of Kelvin. Was it Kelvin Moore?
Yeah, he did. He did that. But I don't know whether... I don't think it was at VFL level where he climbed the goalpost, but I don't know whether that's an old wives' tale or not. Just an old legend.
I think there's footage of it.
Really? What? At VFL, climbing the goalpost?
Wacko Jacko. He was...
Yeah, he's a recluse now.
The Highwayman. That's Highwayman was his TV program.
Harry's at Buninyong. G'day, Harry.
Yeah, g'day, fellas.
H.
I've got a future recluse for you.
Yeah,
future. Mick Malthouse.
Yeah.
Mick Malthouse.
Yep. Yeah. No, not soon enough. Yeah.
Thank you, Harry. Pat's at Taylor's Hill. G'day, Pat.
It's Pep. Pep from Taylor's Hill.
Yeah, g'day, Pat.
Lewis Jetta.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is no one's seen him since grand final day last year.
All right, thank you for that. David's at St Kilda. G'day, Dave.
Hey, guys, how you going today?
Hey, Dave.
Good.
It's got to be, there's only one other person could be as Robert Klomp. Won a TV, best on ground, never heard of again.
Robert Klomp. Well, I don't think that was
one of the most infamous awards ever.
Was.
Robert Klomp.
I don't think that we really want to hear too much from him. Thank you, David. Jason's on the road. G'day, Jace.
Hi, boys, how are we?
Jace.
Get fit, Nathan, we need you. Gary Dempsey was a recluse. Around the club when he first came down the north because of the burns and everything else.
Okay.
And even after he retired, you don't hear a lot from him.
What a fantastic player he was, Gary Dempsey.
Thank you, Jace. Getting a few coming through on the SMS as well. They're coming through so quickly. Ronnie Andrews, Robbie Muir coming through on the SMS as recluses.
Ronnie Andrews.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
My name's Patrice. I live in London and I'm addicted to eating bricks.
It doesn't get old, does it? Strange Things, that is a show, by the way. We've got a few SMSs called My Strange Addiction. It runs on one of those channels on Foxtel, the Lifestyle or something, one of those channels. My Strange Addiction. And now, this is a strange thing. So it can be a strange addiction you might have, a strange thing you've seen, a strange thing you've heard. 9429 1116. Have you seen or heard anything strange during the week, Dr. Turf?
Well, I did hear something. I nearly went, but it was the Caulfield Races last Saturday, and I reckon half a dozen mates of mine told me about it. They had an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, good.
For Zadie's Rainbow Foundation there. And an adult, a lady, took it a little bit too seriously and was bullying the kids and being very, very aggressive and was escorted from the Easter egg hunt area.
I think I heard about this. So this is a lady, I think she had an overflowing, Nath, bag full of chocolate Easter eggs.
And may have told one of the young teenage volunteers to forth and multiply.
Right, okay.
So it wasn't exactly the right tone, I wouldn't have thought, for an Easter egg hunt.
No, I think you behave yourself a little bit. We want your strange things. Anything, now you've been laying on the couch, as I said before the break, you haven't seen anything strange or watched any strange TV. You would have watched a lot of TV, Nath, over the journey over the last 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, nothing too strange of late.
Few wine shows?
I'm not a wine critic, I'll just drink whatever's in front of me. Not really that strange, actually, but when we were down at over Christmas, big Hamish McIntosh, my mate, come down, and we're at the Day of the Green at the Mona, and the Premier of the state, I think his name's Will Hodgman, was doing the rounds and come up to H, being a mad Geelong man, and H thought he was heckling him and told him to piss off and left the poor Premier there with his hand out, left him a bit of fresh air. So probably not that strange, but
That qualifies.
So he heard a little bit of heckling. He thought it came from that older gentleman and turned out being the Premier and it wasn't him.
Kim Hodgman. What's his name?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Will Hodgman.
Will, yeah, I think his dad
might be. Oh, it might be Kim.
I think his dad was Kim. Anyway,
right, okay. Do we care?
It was a premier.
Paul's
Ferntree Gully's got a strange thing for us. G'day, Paul.
How you going, boys?
Hey, Paulie.
I just drove through Wheelers Hill approximately 5 minutes ago, and there's an Asian with, he had an open-faced motorbike helmet on his scone, but he's cleaning his driveway with the bloody whippersnipper.
Right, so just...
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, well, you know, they can flick up little stones and whatnot.
That's right. He's just safety first, Dr. Turf.
Well,
although he had
the visor down.
He had the visor open. I don't know how that works. Thank you, Paul. Matt's in Kilmore with a strange thing. G'day, Matt.
G'day, guys. Played a bit of golf on Easter Saturday and sitting at the bar after our round, and a bloke comes down with an electronic flute, his headphones plugged into a flute, pops his sheet music onto the table and starts playing electronic flute.
At the golf club?
At the golf club outside the bar.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Electronic flute. Matty, that is strange.
There was a SMS, strange thing I saw, Swan Street Cafe. Kevin Bartlett opened his wallet and paid for a table of three people. That's mistaken identity, mate. That's not possible.
That's another little bald man you saw.
Yes.
Arthur's in Mount Eliza with a strange thing. 9429 1116 for your strange things. G'day, Arthur.
Afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Howdy. Good.
I was, as I live in Mount Eliza, I was driving through Frankston, heading up Oliver's Hill, and one of the strangest things I saw was a clown on a skateboard coming down Oliver's Hill without a helmet. But what the funniest thing was he was being pursued by a police car with lights on. So.
Are you telling the truth, Arthur?
That is absolutely truthful.
Did he have the big shoes on? Very difficult.
Yeah, for a fact, he was, as he was pulling into, he was at the bottom of Oliver's Hill, there's a car park, he's trying to veer into the car park at speed, missed it all, and landed in the bushes. So that is as true as I swear on my kid.
So we've got a clown on a skateboard being pursued.
Going down Oliver's Hill,
now,
which is a very steep hill, just quietly Oliver's Hill, outside of Frankston.
All right. Thank you very much, Arthur. Now, we've been asking during our segment Strange Things this year if you could actually tweet through or send us emails when you see something strange, take a photo of it, send it to us, and we'll tweet it out. Simon has just tweeted us a photo of a strange thing, a PowerPoint behind a toilet seat.
Really?
Yes. So if you've got something strange...
Well, they may now have electric toilet brushes on the market.
That's true. That is true. Just email it through to us or tweet it through to us. Adam's at Montmorency with a strange thing. G'day, Adam.
Yeah, g'day, lads.
Adam.
Turfy said earlier he's never seen Gary Ablett interviewed.
Yeah.
I actually saw Dixie Marshall interview Gary Ablett during his post-game bath.
His post-game bath.
Okay, so you are going back quite a while now.
Absolutely.
Dixie Marshall has not been seen on...
She was in Perth, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think she's got some quite... Big job now somewhere in WA. But she was on Channel 7 in the day.
I think Sandy Roberts, from memory, did a special with Gary Ablett Sr.
I think what we're saying was that perhaps post-retirement, we haven't really seen a great deal of him. But Dixie Marshall, by jingo.
It's a blast from the past. Thank you, Adam. Peter's in Donvale. Hi, Pete.
Hey, g'day, boys. I was coming down Footscray Road the other day at Docklands, and there was a guy sitting on his handlebars facing backwards riding his bike.
I reckon I saw that bloke too, Pete.
Are you serious?
I did see that bloke, yeah. It was ridiculous. Thank you, Pete. Rod's in Bentley. If you've got a strange thing, 94291116. Rod's got a strange thing for us. G'day, Rod.
Oh, g'day, mate. Yeah, I was driving to work. There's a guy leans out the front of his buggy, like his walk-on buggy for disabled people,
yep.
And he picks up a turd off the ground with a plastic fork.
What? Has he got a dog?
Well, we did have a dog change to it as well, but I didn't say that at the start, otherwise it wouldn't be so funny.
Right.
A plastic fork.
The fork, the key.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That is a strange thing, Rod.
Yeah. On Footy Fix, Dead Set.
Dead Set, what is with these Muppets in shops that ask you if you want a shopping bag with your order?
Dead Set yesterday, Lara Bingle nearly broke the internet.
Dead Set, I could catch Wayne Carey.
Dead Set, I don't understand Foxtel.
Call now on 9429 1116.
Okay, that's it. Now, Nath, I reckon you absolutely will fly at this. This is where if you're upset about something, if you need to get something off your chest, you've been laying on the couch for the last 8 weeks. You've probably had a lot of time to mull over different things that upset you. Do you want to open the batting for us?
Actually. I have been. I'm getting old and I'm bitter.
And you've got to
say... I'm an old bitter man at the minute, but dead set, I'll tell you what's really annoying me. And it happens in AFL and everywhere. Those peanuts that are getting around with those top knots and man buns...
Oh.
That makes me crook.
Good
to be
call.
Honest.
Good. You Absolutely. Mean, you're talking like your Michael Hurley type hairstyle.
I don't name names. I don't even see what he's running, but if he's got that, I'm just probably bitter at anyone playing at the moment, but that's just tipping me over the edge.
Well, I was at a function the other night, and Michael Hurley's dad was there, and he's bald. I'm thinking, well, just get that bun off your son and just whack it in the middle of your bonce there.
He played a good game last
win-win.
Week, though, but he can't look past the bun.
He can play.
He's a gun. Yeah, he's better than me.
And he did sit, Turfy?
Dead set. Look, the second week in a row, the show's been on while I've had a horse running. And somebody's got to back down here. But here's another dead set. Is there any danger of the host broadcaster showing the Masters from Augusta? Can you actually show footage of players other than Americans?
Yep.
Like, we did see a bit of Jason Day today, but we had to. He had five birdies in a row. But by jingo. Tiger Woods, for a bloke that was one over for most of the day, he got a lot of air
time. Maybe we can get a multi-view on Foxtel where you can...
Yeah,
can we do something like that?
Yeah.
That'd be good. I've got a dead set for you. This one's been on my mind for a while. And that is when you go out for dinner, for breakfast, and things that are getting served on bits of wood, roof tiles.
Where has that trend come from?
Drinks that get served in jam jars. Dead set. Just give it to us on a plate and a real glass.
Since when is a block of wood crockery? You're right. It's a good call.
It is ridiculous.
Some of them charge about $6 for a side of friggin' bloody mushrooms and that. You go out for a brekkie and it costs you about $50.
They have these huge plates now and the smaller serves. The serve, the more expensive it is.
We want some plates. Let's get to your dead sets, 9429 1116. Alan in Greenvale, g'day, Al.
Good evening, gentlemen. Long-time listener, long-suffering Bomber supporter, and all-the-time caller.
Yes, Alan.
Excellent,
now,
Al.
Boys, dead set, boys. How far will the media go to make outlandish statements just to seek attention? You have the obvious suspects like, you know, KB stirring up the Carlton supporters.
Yes.
Venom Denim seeking attention from everyone.
You got one on your mind, though, haven't you, Al?
As he's so lonely and miserable, even the champ Wossie, when on SEN, suggested the Bombers player take the 6-month deal just to make the saga go away. What rot. Now, this one, boys, takes a cake. Rebecca Wilson, the other Essendon hater, Wilson, from Sydney, was incensed that the Essendon players were found not guilty. She could not understand that how could this be possible coming from Walkley Award winners like Caro and Patrick Smith, who all along were confident the players would be found guilty. Is this woman serious? Does this mean they changed the Walkley Award to the Vindictive Vendetta Witch Hunt Award?
Hey, Al, you've got to give us a dead set before you go.
And Al, take
what a loser. I said dead set, boys.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Al.
Dead set. Can we stop hearing about that crap or what?
Take your rest of the beanie off, Al.
Thank you, Al. Stu is in Geelong. G'day, Stu.
Fellas, on the Augusta note, when I get up at 4:30 in the morning to watch the Augusta coverage, I don't want to spend all my time learning about the flora and fauna in America. Dead set, fellas, just show me the golf. If I want to see plants, I'll turn over to the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, fair call, fair Stewie. Cool.
Is it all part of it, though?
There's a lot of plant action.
All that sort
a lot
of
gardening.
There is.
And Brett Ogle with a slick back hairstyle, too, is a little bit confronting. Thanks for that, Stewie.
Not a fan of it?
No, I'm not going to pot anyone's hairstyle.
Okay. So I think you just did. Steve's in Cranbourne with a dead set, Steve.
How you going, fellas?
Steve.
Good. Yeah, that's good. Dead set, mate. Everyone tipped against Collingwood last week. Dead set. I'll go a multi at the TAB. Dead set. And dead set, did you just tip Brisbane last week?
Who?
Oh, I did. Tipped shocking.
Yeah, I tipped Brisbane.
Yeah, I tipped Brisbane.
Dead set. That's a dead set for you.
Who are you bearing for, Steve?
Collingwood.
Steve?
Thanks, Steve. David's in...
Try and keep your club allegiances off on dead set.
In Mickleham. Dave, you got a dead set for us?
Dead set, fellas. Working in the street all day today. I was parked in a two-hour zone, so I was constantly checking the car to make sure the tyres weren't marked. All of a sudden, a ticket appears on there. When I finally catch up with the parking officer and ask him why there was no marking on my tyre, he says, I put it in a place where you can't find it.
Oh, are you serious?
Thanks very much.
Ah, Dave, that's a shock. You know, like, there was always a spirited battle, wasn't there, between drivers and parking coppers. They're going to start using drones next, these flogs.
They're that low.
That's no good. It's got to be, you've got to have a chance.
Well, before the machines came along, because they say now I've already printed it, but back in the old days when they used to write them out, they could just screw them up.
Now they take bloody photos.
Let's go to Ben on the road. He's got a dead set for us, Benny.
Yeah, g'day guys, how you going?
Good.
Good, Benny.
Dead set. You're off the park though. They come out to these big promos. Hooray, footy's back, hooray. Oh, by the way, we're going to Augusta in 2 weeks.
Yes, I noticed that one myself. Yeah.
KB made mention of that during the week too. They were very keen about that. He was pumped up, the Ox, about the footy. The footy's back!
Yeah. I won't be here.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're off to Augusta.
And he missed Melbourne winning a game.
He did.
Which is, doesn't happen that often.
Do you reckon he was watching it, or do you reckon he might have been occupied with...
What was the time? Would have been tricky for him.
Would have been Hooters time. Ben, thanks for that. Tom's in Ringwood. G'day, Tom.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Hey, Tommy.
I have some about these so-called Sydney championships, so the racing at the moment.
Yeah.
178 possible acceptances, 124 at 69.66. Week two. 148, 122 acceptances, 82.4 before double ups and scratchings. When are they going to get their act together, mate? And Brisbane's going to pass them in about one more week's time.
Where's your dead set?
Dead set. I'll do it for him. Dead set, because he's right.
Okay.
Thanks for that, Tom. Let's go to Dale in East Bentley. Evening, Dale.
G'day, guys. Hey, dead set, Turfy. I'll need some odds at the end of this too, mate.
Yep.
Now, there was an article in the paper last week about the delaying of the ASADA verdict on Stephen Dank, and it said, if found guilty, it could affect his chances of being employed by an AFL club in the future. Now, dead set, what odds, Turfy, any club running for his services if found not guilty?
I've got that official here. It's actually 1,000,000 to 1 and drifting.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Renee is in Heidelberg. Hi, Renee.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Thanks, Renee. Okay,
thanks.
Dead set, after all these years, thank goodness the AFL have fixed their audio on the press conferences after the match.
Have they?
Where did you hear that, Renee?
I've been watching, and it seems a lot better. You can actually hear the people ask the question.
Okay.
Well, that's certainly a world's first.
That might be just Steve-O we're hearing. thank you, Renee. Judy's in Melton. Hi, Judy.
Hi, boys. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jude.
Dead set, leaving a local pub last night, noticed all the oldies lined up and thought what's going on there, and they're all lined up for bingo, sitting down waiting, and my husband actually asked what the prizes were, and one of the prizes was a ticket to the local nightclub.
a local nightclub.
Oh, that's nice.
What are they? Grab a granny? Is that what they used to call them back in the old days?
Look at the local nightclubs, like golfing. That's all right.
And Steve in Yarrambat is our last one, dead set. Steve?
Dead set. Alan from Greenvale. Get over the Essendon saga. Nobody cares anymore. The season started. Find a new hobby.
All right, Steve. Thanks for that.
Cool, Steve.
I reckon that you're totally over it, the Essendon stuff.
We all are.
We haven't heard anything this week, though, have we? It's been sort of drifted away, which is a good thing.
This will be my last confession. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I regret the circumstances of my actions.
I was not using cocaine with this girl.
I am sorry that I've disappointed many people who have supported me in the past.
Do you have something to confess? Call now on 9429 1116 for the Footy Fix Friday Confessional.
Didac will be accused of the Kennedy shooting next.
Okay, you can ring up. You can confess something yourself, or you can dob in a mate, 9429 1116. We've got some prizes to give away.
I'll dob in Tim Watson for pinching the segment this morning on breakfast.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of mornings ago. We got a few texts about that, but I think it was just a one-off. But you,
better be, Tim.
You have promised us, Nathan Grimer, that you're going to confess something.
Okay. I've got a couple of little ones that have just been riding on my mind a bit. The first one... The club gave me 6 weeks off training to get my back right, but I just started renovating my house. So I've actually, I swear, I go in, I don't shave my beard, so they think I'm struggling a little bit. And then they send me back home to get my head right, and I'm straight back there. And I've got the boys around there now. Hopefully they're still working, because I'm paying them. Fergus and Horny are there now, and drinking beers, I've heard, on the front deck. But what I want to confess about, actually, because
that was a big confession.
Made that up, actually. No, I've been struggling.
Because
I'm back in rehab now. Anyone that's played footy, and you know, if you get injured, you spend half your life at the pool swimming. And I hate swimming. And the thing I hate the most is people that swim that in the fast lane that can't swim fast, or people that want to prove they're fast and tickle your feet pretty much the whole way. And I was doing a rehab session last year with one of the boys, and he kept bloody tickling my feet all the time. I didn't realise another bloke had gotten the lane, and I just let it go for a bit and thought, I wanted to drown him at this stage. So I spun round and got a hold of this bloke and held him under for a little bit. But at that particular time, I realised my mate was still swimming in the lane. And I pulled up this bloke. I don't know. I don't want to put Mayo on it, but he would have been well over 50, I reckon. But I was that angry, I had to go through the piss off, mate. Get out of the well, you're tickling me feet. And I've been a bit embarrassed about that, but got me at a bad time.
You can confess something you're dobbing a mate. Can I dob in Dr. Turf last week, Nath?
What?
Ox brought his daughter in here because of school holidays, and she was in here, and she was in the studio, actually, and she was getting a little bit bored towards the end of the show. You know where I'm going with this, do you?
Shut up, will you?
Getting a little bit bored. What does Dr. Turf do? Dr. Turf hands her a Best Bets and says, look at the pretty horses. True or false?
There's an element of truth to that story. Yes, there is. Well, she might be able to handle it better than the old man.
Ox would have ripped her bloody head off.
He wasn't happy, the Ox.
He wasn't all that.
Is that what you did with your kids? Good parenting, Turf.
He didn't see the lighter side to it. No, he didn't. My kid's got phone accounts, mate.
So you can dob in a mate, or you can confess something. 9429 1116. Steve in Narre Warren is going to confess something. G'day, Steve.
Oh, g'day, guys. It was supposed to be Bob from Berwick. You're giving it away.
Oh no.
Well, it goes anyway.
No, let's start again. We'll start again. Let's head to Bob from Berwick. G'day, Bob.
Okay, boys. How you going? All right.
Hey, yeah, good, Bob.
Hey, listen. I've got something to confess. I'm not terribly proud of it. But it's one of these things, and it's a little bit hard to say, but because I'm a 50-year-old man that likes heavy cars and good footies and things like that, but I love Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
That's a shocking thing to say.
I thought Bob was going to say he's one tickling me feet when he said he was 50.
What's your favourite song, Bob?
Love Story, got to be. It's really good.
Jeez, Bob, please. Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
It's a bit like Nick Dalsando going to a One Direction concert.
He did he?
Yeah, him and Benny Jacobs, mate. What's going on?
One Direction.
Yep.
Well, these are confessions. Thank you, Bob.
You just dubbed it another, mate.
No,
you're
on a roll, mate. Put that on Instagram, mate. That's public knowledge.
Well, you're with us again next week, so just have something up your sleeve for next week.
Yeah.